Thank you very much, Christine, for kicking us off there. I think all I'd like to say, I can't follow that, but all I'd like to say there is that what I think Christine did beautifully for us was just to begin to get closer and go deeper in terms of some of the key kind of words that lots of us in the room would use freely and bandy around on a daily basis. And I guess as you use them more and more, you maybe start to think about what they really mean. So terms like equality, diversity and inclusion, we use them, we respect them, we enjoy them, they do good things for us. But I guess what we want to do today is just stop a minute and work together and think really carefully about what those words do mean to each of us as individuals, to us as various different communities that have come together, and just think a little about those things and what we can do in relation to those things. We talked about some of the legal frameworks that support the community. We talked about perceptions of self and other people's perceptions of us as individuals and of various communities. And those are the things that I think will continue throughout the day in the various strands. Just a little thing about the kind of diversity of people that are in the room already, before we begin to work specifically on what we came here to do. We've got a good percentage of non-tees in the room, I think. We've got people joining us from various different unions and organisations. We've got people come from the health service. Jay did a list earlier. We've got people from the Metropolitan Police, the fire service, and we've got a real good, rich mix of people. And the idea is to talk together, work together, listen to each other, and just when problems arise, challenges that face us, the idea today is to kind of identify solutions to those challenges and problems. Somebody in the room may have a problem. I face a barrier in this particular way. Person across the circle from you say, I had that problem once and this was the solution that worked for me. So it's about sharing ideas in that way. At this point, just before I introduce the strands, I just wanted to introduce Stan, the photographer, who's roaming the room there. Hi, Stan. Stan's with us this morning to take pictures to help us just document and archive the event, so it's a fairly straightforward thing. The programme that you see here will eventually, over the next 4 to 6 weeks, turn into a report of today. So we're going to capture some of the work that's done and share it with a wider community. So we're capped here today at 150. When we get our latecomers in, we'll be at full numbers. We just think it's important to kind of share what happens here with as many people as possible. So a report will come out at some point. We'll let you know when that happens, so that you can get your hands on it. It may well have pictures of the lovely key speakers that Stan's been taking pictures of so far. We haven't asked for consent to take your pictures. So how we're going to work that is probably not take many of the whole group and individuals in here. If at some point over coffee or over lunch, you're standing next to somebody and Stan takes a picture, it's highly unlikely that he's going to use those pictures. So we kind of asked Stan to just happily take photos this morning. None of them will be used without your consent being sought. So feel free to completely ignore Stan and not worry about what he's doing. And if there's an image that we think is really beautiful and would serve a purpose, probably in that report, then we'll get in touch with you. So from now on, Stan, you're invisible. Okay, so let's hear from the strands. I haven't told the groups which order we're going to go in, so just to let you know that now, so that you're ready, we'll hear first from the Trans Health Choice strand, and they're just going to introduce a little bit about their strand and what they're going to do today. Second, we'll hear from the Workplace strand, which I've been calling the Workplace, but its full title is The Workplace Towards a Healthy, Happy and Inclusive Working Environment. So they'll just give us a bit more detail about that. We'll thirdly hear from the Visibility, Safety and Education strand, and then last but not least, the Private Spaces, Family, Friends and Lovers strand. So I hand over first of all to Trans Health Choice.
Good morning, everybody. I take it you can hear me, so I'll sort of put myself back a little bit. I just thought I'd briefly kind of point out the other members of my team here. They just put their hands up. There's Charlie, Denise, and in our strand we'll have Christine, very pleased about that, and Emma, very nice to meet you. I've been asked to give a brief introduction today, and it was a little bit difficult because basically the team, they said to me, don't say anything, Ben, because otherwise we'll have to sort of rewrite the whole presentation. We haven't got time, yeah? So the thing was that I made an executive decision, and I thought, right, rather than tantalise the non-Strand people and frustrate those very lucky Health Strand people that are coming to the group, I would put the emphasis in the next few minutes in discussing the underpinnings for what we're doing today. Using the medium of presentations, live action theatre and audience participation, we will look at current legislation, health policy and the NHS system to derive tools and tactics to empower the trans community to get the help we need. Additionally, through the example set by Charlie and the seminar he'll present on FTM surgery, we'll demonstrate that choice of provision, even out of country, is permissible in today's NHS. Surgical options for trans women will also be explored, as will sexual health issues in the trans community. It was self-evident that we could not cover every issue pertaining to trans people's health needs. This area is as broad and diverse as we are as trans people, or for that matter, non-trans, or was it non-T? But there was a common theme illustrated by the name of the strand, and that was choice. If there's any credence in the liberal notion of the right to self-determination, that means that meets 21st century Britain, then there must be freedom of choice, and this freedom must extend to healthcare and health services. Medical ethics and the GMC guidelines and law, they're rife with the principle of personal autonomy, but little to nothing said about how we can exercise that principle within the NHS today. Depending on your point of view, this omission is either rather odd or absolutely understandable. At the outset, the NHS had choice built in. Up to the mid-70s, you could go to a GP of your choice, wherever that GP was in the country, and your range of hospital access was not restricted to just those hospital services provided by your health authority. As micromanagement of the NHS has risen, choice in our healthcare has correspondingly decreased. Blaming the problem mostly on advancing medical technology, raising expectations, and those selfish ageing baby boomers, rather than decades of underinvestment, the GMC were able to state with certainty, in effect, healthcare is now rationed by restricting the availability of what is provided or when it is available and to whom. 18 rounds of NHS reorganisation since 82 have compounded the problem. Fund-holding GPs have come and gone, just getting used to health authorities when they met an untimely end to be superseded by the present system of primary care trusts and strategic health authorities. Inequalities within the system are further exacerbated by the ever-changing regulations governing the NHS, which have deleted, inserted, amended, and substituted large tracts of the all-encompassing NHS 77 Act. For all practical purposes, other than via online services paid for by the large subscriptions, the rights and duties which arise in connection with the NHS are simply even inaccessible. Even accounting for recent legislation, it is against this difficult climate that trans people are trying to get equality of access to health services. The Choose and Book system is now being rolled out nationwide, and it gives NHS patients a choice of four local hospital providers or any NHS foundation trust. But not for some trans people, who are being referred back to gender identity clinics long after complying with the Gender Recognition Act. The Department of Health has acknowledged that choice will be extended to recipients of mental health services and should apply to those whose health treatment is commissioned within a specialised commissioning budget. This directly affects some of us who choose hormonal and surgical treatment. But I feel that unless we as transgender people actually define ourselves what we need from the NHS and how we need services to be both adaptive and inclusive, The pervasive rationing environment, coupled with archaic psychiatric controlling practices, will prevent all trans people from realising the full beneficial effects of the current health strategy and the NHS reorganisation now being implemented. I hope you have a great day and thank you for listening to me.
Everybody wants to join the health strand, but they can't.
You're not allowed.
If you don't have a blue badge on, you can't join that strand.
Over to you, Gabe. Good morning. My name is Gabrielle Barrett, and I'll be one of the facilitators today of the Workplace Strand, which, as Catherine said, has the subheading of Towards a Happy, Healthy and Inclusive Working Environment. I'll be joined in the strand today by my two co-facilitators, Tamsin and Jin, who are over there. And our workshop today has three aims. The first is to share the experiences, the knowledge, and the solutions that we bring as participants to this conference. In the morning, we'll be talking about our experiences, both positive and negative, that we've had in workplaces. And the idea here is to both surface the challenges that we still face and at the same time celebrate some of the triumphs that we've had along the way. That will filter into our second aim of the day, which is to, in the report which Catherine also mentioned, really develop a best practice guide for employers when it comes to trans issues in the workplace. And that will be facilitated by Michelle Bridgman from the Gender Trust. We'll be asking you to bring the solutions you've come across in the workplace, or indeed just ideas that you've had in response to challenges that you've faced along the way. The third element of our workshop today will actually be to challenge ourselves as a trans community to be more inclusive. And we're delighted to be joined by Jo Bernardo, who has worked with trans sex workers in Portugal, to be talking to us about ways in which we as a community can become more involved with the sex workers, and recognize that that's a workplace that many trans people find themselves in, as it tends to fall outside of the more gender-exclusive workplaces that we're in. That is the brief overview that I'm going to give you. I don't have a long speech, so I can show the rest of us up. But I look forward to seeing a lot of you with the orange badges. You'll be seeing a lot of me today. Hopefully you won't be hearing very much from me. My goal will be to help instead to guide you through a discussion of what you've experienced in the workplace and the solutions that you want to see. So I'll see you all later.
We did this over breakfast.
It's all good.
Get a bit closer.
Okay. So we started off, and kind of when we were thinking about what we wanted to do with our strand, we used the concept which helped us to frame the two issues that we'll be talking about, safety and education. And that concept was a concept of visibility. And we kind of, for us, it has kind of three aspects, really, and we wanted to use it as a springboard for further discussion. And the first aspect is about making our experiences visible. And we think that's like one of the aims of what we're going to be speaking about today, and hopefully the discussions that we'll have in the conference, is about sharing our experiences and making them visible to other participants in the room, so that as a community we can come away with a greater knowledge about what we face and some of the things that are important to us. We want to share some good experiences and also some experiences that have been problematic as well, so that we can work towards making some thinking about solutions to those issues. The second aspect of visibility is about becoming visibilised. So what happens when people read us as trans? What kind of situations do we get into in that context? And how does that affect us? How can we manage in situations where we may have to come out as well? So, for example, perhaps in stop search situations or in situations in education, in school. And the third aspect of visibility, which we thought would be useful as that kind of springboard, was about visibilising ourselves. So how do we negotiate our gendered experiences, and how do we decide when or if to come out? So what we want to be doing, and what we're quite excited about meeting everyone with little purple badges on, is about coming together and doing a lot of listening, about doing a lot of sharing and kind of mutual building on like the knowledge and expertise of all you guys in this room. And I hope that we'll be doing lots of exciting work together over the next few hours. So I look forward to meeting you.
Alstrom has an ethos of collaboration and of shared knowledge. Delegates from a really diverse range of backgrounds will be coming together in a really non-hierarchical space to share the experiences around education and around safety and community action, as both the users and as the providers of facilities and services. We've planned a really active and really busy day. We've got lots of really fun cutting and sticking kind of things, where everyone will have the opportunity to contribute to the shaping of the literature which Catherine was talking about, which we hope will prove to be a step towards real structural overhaul. We're here not to teach, like I think some people might be in some of the other strands giving workshops, but to learn, to open up avenues of communication, and to kickstart significant changes in what might be referred to as the public sphere.
We forgot to introduce ourselves. This is Ben Gooch and Harry Weeks, and my name's Finn Gregg. And I also wanted to introduce this morning Jameson Green, who will be joining us in our strand and doing a small talk in the afternoon to hopefully motivate us after lunchtime. And also Trans Youth Manchester, who are up at the back there representing some of the North and some of the trans young people in our community. So we're really looking forward to the rest of the day, and I hope you all enjoy it. Cheers.
Thank you very much to you two. Ignacio's last stop to introduce the Private Spaces strand to all of you.
Good morning, everybody. So I'll make this brief. The Private Strand, Family, Friends, and Lovers, is going to be facilitated by Vishni and myself. Are we the only ones that are two?
You two, yeah.
Okay, so two of us doing more work than everybody else. And we're going to be doing facilitated discussions, individual reflections, a lot of group activities, including art exercise. We'll have you running around, writing on paper everywhere. We want to try to uncover issues and have conversations that revolve around our families, our friends, including found family, and our lovers, partners, and fuck buddies. And we want to talk about issues around acceptance, differences between sex, sexual orientation and gender, our body, negotiating and navigating through these difficult yet vital relationships. We hope to get some concrete ideas on how to support one another, to learn from existing projects and organizations, and looking towards the future. Thank you.
Okay, so that's the four strands. Just for clarity, and it was Kate who just asked me this question, can people hop between strands? And most of you will know through the application process that you did have to make a choice. Difficult choice, tough choice, and the more you hear about all of the other strands, the more you might think, there are bits of that that I'm really interested in. And what we'd ask you to do, quite seriously, is to go with the strand that you chose, go with the colour on the badge, and work together as a group in that room. And the idea for that really is for us to form groups at the beginning of the day and to work together and to come up with some stuff and to not kind of leave and go and join another group. So the idea really is quite a strict one, and we'd ask you to just respect that idea, if you will. In terms of other strands and getting knowledge and information and sharing what the work that has been done, that the opportunity will come, I promise. And that opportunity will primarily be through reading the report, but also lots of the strand people have talked about coming up with recommendations, coming up with solutions, coming up with ideas possibly for projects for the future. And it's highly likely that at the end of today we will have a set of ideas and a set of projects and initiatives. And we as a team, and quite possibly, hopefully, you as a group of delegates will have ideas for ways that we can go forward and actually make those projects and ideas a reality. So we already have some interested people with pots of money, whether that's the Department of Health, to create some of these resources that Christine flagged up earlier, whether that's the Department for Education and Skills, who are already involved with some of us and some of the youth volunteers here today, that we're involved with them, and we are looking to develop draft policy guidance for teachers and schools around anti-transphobic bullying in school context. So there are lots of things in the pipeline, lots of things on the horizon. So it may be that after today, you can jump strand and you can involve yourself in a project that's something other than that which you're involved in today. So the possibilities are broad, but we do ask you to kind of focus today on what it is you came here to do and stick in that group.